Blog Talk Radio.
May your struggle keep you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your and may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your
y'all so much for coming out.
May your bad day prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole life, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That wonderful song by Jonathan McReynolds that Bishop and Doc sent is so powerful. I want to play that one more time. It's pretty short, but I wanted to play it one more time. God is good. Amen. I want to mainly play it for those who are just joining us. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. What a powerful, powerful song.
May your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your battle in the way they
Thank y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole life, yeah.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen, amen. What a powerful song by Jonathan McReynolds. God is good, and yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Hey, I will bless the Psalms 34. Says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. And we thank God for you tonight. Thank you for your time. And we thank God for his awesomeness being here with us tonight in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, followed by Dr. Crenshaw. We do need God, ladies and gentlemen. We need God. That is what we all need tonight, so we thank God for you. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop tonight as well. We give honor to the man and woman of God tonight as well. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Bishop and Doc. And the entire Crenshaw family, we thank God for your family as well. And we just love the word of God coming forth through Bishop and Doc and encouragement and all the things they do for the kingdom of God. So that's what it's all about. We thank God for Bishop and them. Thank you so much, Bishop. Bishop and the family. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number, you should be putting that number out there. Everybody, there's about 8 billion people on the planet. And the people that we know need prayer. Everybody needs prayer. That number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. 347-843-4559. We're here, Lord willing. We're here every Tuesday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. Begin to put this out on social media as well and let people know that they can listen or participate in prayer if they have a prayer request and so forth as well. 347-843-4559. Praise the Lord today. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to our scriptures tonight. The scripture is Psalms 136, verses 1 through 9. I'll be starting that shortly here as well. Psalms 136, verses 1 through 9. And we thank God for you. Hey, also, too, while I'm thinking about it, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. As you know, we've got a lot to be thankful for. It's not just once a year, though. It's every day. Yeah, we thank God every day. Amen. Don't wait till next year for Thanksgiving or this year. Thank God every day, ladies and gentlemen, for he is an awesome and mighty God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, let's go through the scripture, guys. Psalms 136, 1 through 9, coming up. Amen. Also, too, just in preparation, we'll be opening up the lines later on as well. For those who have a prayer request or a praise report or a comment there later on for Bishop and Doc, we'll be opening up the lines later on. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one lets me know you want to come on live. It is optional, but we love to hear your voice and love to have your input tonight. So we thank God for you today. Once again, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the word of the Lord. Psalms 136, verses 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen for that. For his mercies endureth forever. Thank God for mercy. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. Amen. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. Amen. for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercies endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. In verse 9, ladies and gentlemen, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercies endureth forever. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 136. We just give God praise for his wonderful word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop, and we thank God for Bishop's time tonight. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We open up your mic right now. Bishop, thank you, sir. How you doing, sir?
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're grateful to the Lord once again to be on the prayer line. We give God the glory and the honor. We thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will give God the glory for all that he has already done in our lives, for allowing us to see another Thanksgiving coming up. We thank God for his grace and mercy. We thank God for his goodness, his love and kindness. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you alone is worthy of the glory and the honor. We thank you tonight. As we pray for families all over this world, as we pray for families during this season, as they visit their loved one and be with their loved one, we pray for their love and joy and to have happiness in this season and time, that they will have a wonderful time with their loved ones, and those that they're visiting their loved ones, that there'll be a time of thanksgiving, a time of giving God the glory to be with one another and to see one another and to be alive again, be alive. And we're grateful to the Lord. We just give God thanks just to be alive. We would give him thanks that we are clothed in our right mind and have the activity of our limbs. We thank the Lord that he has kept us through all the danger and toils and snare in life, that the Lord has been so merciful to us. He's been so gracious to us. He's been so kind to us. He's been so long-suffering with us. And we give him glory tonight. We thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name. We lift your name up and you give you praise. We glorify you, God, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you. Your word is for everlasting. Your word is eternal. Your word is a comforter. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. Jesus, we praise you for it tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have already done and already done and you're still doing in your lives. We thank you tonight for families, God. We pray for families, God, as they visit their loved ones, to be with their loved ones, that God, that there will be a peace that passes all understanding, that there will be a time of happiness and joy, that they can be together. Father, we pray tonight that you protect them from all the danger, protect them from all the evil. And Father, we give you glory. We thank you, God, as you bless them. Give them travel grace. Give them safe journey to their destination. Father, we give you glory for it tonight. And Father, we pray for families all over this world, all over this United States of America. We pray for people in every country. Tonight, we even pray for those that in Israel, those that in those areas of danger. And Father, those that have been captured, God, we pray for their faith to return to their families. And Father God, you are all knowing. You already know. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of as. Father, we thank you for your grace. We glorify your name. And we lift your name up tonight. We pray for that individual that may be homeless tonight, and that individuals that may not be around their loved ones during this season or during this time. God, we ask you them to keep them and keep their minds in perfect peace. God, keep them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you continue to bless. You continue to bless. You continue to meet every need. You continue to bless us in every way in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks tonight. Now, God, we give you glory for it, Father. We praise your name, God, and glorify you, God. Not only do you give you thanks for this time, but we give you thanks for every moment that you have allowed us to see another day, have another opportunity that we can lift out our voices to you, open our mouths and give you thanks, give you praise. And God, we thank you that you have kept us in this evil day. You have kept our minds, God, and we give you glory for it tonight. We thank you, Father, as we pray for mothers, God, families, sons, daughters, and some cousins and relatives, all the relatives, God, we pray for those families, God, as unite them together, God, as one. Father God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you as you continue to bless those that have jobs, God. We continue to bless them and open doors for them. And God, we thank you as you continue to make a way, God, and we give you glory for it tonight. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you have already been so gracious to us. Father, we thank you. We cannot thank you enough just for life, God. We cannot thank you enough for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon our lives, God. We thank you, and we glorify you tonight, Father. We glorify you, God, as you look on your people everywhere. Look on the body of Christ. Look on the people of God. Look on that man that may not know you tonight, that individual, that child, that daughter, that son, or that mother, whatever it may be, that individual, that whoever it may be, that don't know you tonight, that they will come to know you as our Lord and Savior. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bring peace in a calm, in a stormy situation. God, bring peace in families' lives, God. Bring peace in the relatives' lives, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, reveal, expose, and destroy every attack of the enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for families, God, tonight. We pray for wives and husbands tonight. Father, we pray for children tonight. Father God, and mothers and fathers and couples and relatives of all, God, that they unite to one another, God, and they love one another like never before, Jesus. And Father, we glorify you, Father. We praise you, God. We pray for the body of Christ everywhere. God, bring us closer to you. Give us a relationship with you, God, in the name of Jesus, like never before. And Father, we pray, God, we thank you, and we give you glory. We don't take nothing for granted, God, but because we know it's only your grace that we're still here. We know it's only your mercy that you have extended your love on us, God, and given us so many other times, given us almost so many opportunities. And Father, we don't take it for granted, but God, we thank you for another Thanksgiving season. We thank you. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. But God, we pray, God, that this be a special time for families, God, as they get together. Let this be a special time of joy and happiness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that prayer, that individual that may be alone, that don't have anyone that they can say their mother or father, maybe go home, but God, you can be a mother and a father. We know, God, we have experienced the Lord, and we give you thanks for it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, if you comfort those that have lost loved ones during this time, God, comfort them and strengthen them. Be with them, oh God, and keep them mind in perfect peace, Father. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. We pray, God, for those that travel on the airways, the highways, the byways, those that travel whatever way they may be traveling, God, give them safe traveling journey. And Father, we thank you, God. God, we pray, God, for safety, oh God, in the neighborhood, community. Father God, we pray for our government, God. We pray for our leaders of God, the president of God. We pray for those that lost loved ones everywhere. God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We pray for our young people today. Oh, Heavenly Father, keep their minds, oh God. Keep them in perfect peace. Father, we pray, God, that our safety, oh Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Your blood prevail, God. We thank you. God, we thank you, Lord. Your grace is sufficient, God. Your grace is the comforter. Your grace, God, Lord, we thank you. And Father, we pray for that individual that may be in prison. We pray for God in the name of Jesus, for their family. God, we pray for their loved ones, God. We pray, Father, you all know it. You know every secret place. You know every secret, God, and you know how to fix it. And God, make the crooked places straight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we glorify you for all that you are doing. Keep our minds focused on you. Keep our minds continue on you. Let us live so that power of okay. God, we'll be ready to come whenever you call us home, that we are ready. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, and we give you glory for it. Tonight, continue to bless the body of Christ. Continue to bless the pastors, the congregation, oh, God. Continue to bless your people everywhere. We pray for safety of people all over this world, God. We pray for the safety from danger of murder and crime. We pray for the safety from robbery, God. We pray for the safety from travel from accident. Father God, in the name of Jesus, cover with your blood. Let your angels encamp about them. Let their safety journey their traveler. Be safe, God, whether they're going to the grocery store, God, wherever they may be going, to back from home, to back. So, God, get them be a safe travel, God. We pray for that individual, God, in another country, God. We pray for Africa, God. We pray for the leaders. We pray for the pastors, the saints of God. We pray in the name of Jesus that your blood prevail. God, in the name of Jesus, we surrender to you. God, we know now to him who's able to keep us from falling. Father, keep our minds in perfect peace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word says no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we pray for our children, as we pray for our relatives, we pray for our cousins. We pray for every child tonight. God, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them. We pray, God, as they go into the workplace, God, we pray the angels and jump about them, God. Keep their minds, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, you be glorified. And you, my God, we thank you for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you for each day, each moment that you have allowed us to see and stay on this earth. We give glory for it. We praise you for long life. And Father, we thank you for the blessing of God making rich in the air of no sorrow. We thank you for all that you have blessed us with, all our contemplation, for every door that you open, God. And we give you glory tonight. We thank you for families. God, keep their minds. Keep them, God. Bless that mother tonight, that child tonight. Bless us, God, in the name of Jesus. You know every situation. You know every circumstance. We pray for that person, that child, that may be away from home, that God has gone away. Nobody knows where they are, but you know where they are. God, we pray for their safety. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. And we thank you, and we give you glory tonight. Strengthen that parent tonight. Strengthen that mother tonight. Strengthen that daughter tonight, that husband tonight. Strengthen that life tonight. In the name of Jesus. You already know every circumstance. Father God, the healed Lord, you said, let your make a request known unto you. And Father, now to him who's able to keep us. And Father, we commit everything into your hands. And we thank you for all the things that you have already done. We thank you for so many blessings, God, you have thought upon our lives. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, keeping us with a mind stayed on you. And Father, we forever give you praise. As we continue to bless your people everywhere. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us, as the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And right now I want to go to Dr. Crenshaw at this time as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. You are on the network. Thank you. God bless.
praise God, thank God tonight for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw, praying for families and particularly for those who are constantly in the middle of a war and over in the Middle East. But also, as we pray for families, be reminded to certainly pray against the spirit of depression and oppression around times and seasons like these, when individuals have lost loved ones and the reflections of the times that they've had together. Sometimes the spirit of oppression and depression tries to overtake their spirit, man, but we're going to decree and declare in the name of Jesus, as Bishop has prayed tonight, that the peace of God, the love of God, and the joy of the Lord will embrace them as they gather together. And even if those that are not gathering together, that the peace of God, the rest of God, and the joy of the Lord will embrace their spirits, that we will be remembering of all of the great things that God is constantly doing in our lives, and that thank God we're here. We're alive and we will always be thankful, not just during this season, but every day, forever. We should be grateful and thankful for the things that the Lord has granted to our charge, our health and our strength, our shelter, food on the table. So many people, even in the foreign lands, don't even have food to eat. Those in Africa and other third world countries don't even have food to eat, but we're grateful. Whatever we have, we don't have but peanut butter and jelly on Thursday. Praise God. To God be the glory that we have something that we can nourish our bodies with. And I just want to leave with you a thought, praise God, and the story in reference to Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah in the 38th chapter. But we're not to despise how God brings us out of ugly, dark situations. Don't despise how he does it. See, that's the significance of being thankful, always being thankful, because how God does it may not be necessarily a way that we would always embrace, but thank God he did it. And that we're reminding of the scripture that tells us in the book of Romans that all things work together for good. Those that love the Lord are called according to his purpose. But as we know in the book of Jeremiah, the 38th chapter, when Jeremiah was thrown into the dungeon, because he was a prophet, he would speak the word of the Lord. Because of that anointing that was upon his life, Jeremiah went through a lot of things. He even said within himself, how am I going to continue to teach? How am I going to continue to preach? And the word of the Lord speaks of the fact that he could not hold his peace because the fire of God was shut up in his bones. But in the 38th chapter of Jeremiah, he was thrown into the dungeon. And Abimelech went to the king and said, you know, they have thrown Jeremiah into the dungeon. He's not deserving of that. The Bible said Abimelech went into the king's house. Notice he went into the king's house. And under the treasurer were some old, rotten, dirty rags. It's amazing to me that in this story, in the symbolism thereof, think about it. I'm sure I can imagine should have been a rope somewhere, I don't know, but however, he went and got some old dirty rags, the Bible says. I'm assuming that he tied those rags together. The Bible says that he let those dirty, rotten rags down into the dungeon and told Jeremiah to put those dirty, rotten rags under his armpit. Now, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? I'm sure if you were Jeremiah, how anxious would you be to get up out of that dungeon, that dark, low place? But it's just still amazing in my mind that they took old, rotten, dirty rags and pulled him up out of that dungeon. Many times, the things that we've gone through, all things work together for good. The ugliness, the bad, the nasty, the stinking. We're wondering why God allowed us to go through those things. And last year was this, the year before that it was that, the year before that was something else. You're trying to figure out, how am I going to get out of all this? Keep in mind, all things work together for good. God allowed those things. very things that was meant for evil, it was really meant for your good. The enemy meant it for evil, but God meant it for your good. The very thing that was so ugly and nasty, God is going to use that to bring you up out of a dark, ugly, and low place. Why? So that you can be a testimony. You can be an example. We're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. God says, in everything, in the dungeon, in the ugly place, in the things that I have to go through, this, the that, connected to this, and my divorce was connected to losing my house, and losing my job was connected to losing my car, and just all kinds of crazy stuff. But thanks be to God. God has a way to take all of that ugliness and remind us, as he reminded the prophet Jeremiah in 29:11, the word of the Lord says, notice, I have a plan for you. God has a plan for you. And that, those are thoughts that I have towards you, is to give you the spirit of peace and to give you life and not to give you evil. That's the plan of the Lord. Not to do us bad, but he has a plan. Good things, even out of the ugliness. Jeremiah reminded us of that. Why? Because he had testimony. He was in the dark dungeon, and the Lord allowed him to come up out of that, catching hold to some old, nasty, dirty, rotten rags that could have possibly, maybe, broken to pieces as they were pulling him up. But God held him together because he had a plan for his life. So it is, those of us that are listening, during this season of Thanksgiving, a season that should be upon our lives every day we wake up in the morning. But just reflecting upon this season and this time, just think about it. Look back over your life. The challenges, the warfare, the ugliness. But look where you are right now. You're on this line, or you're listening to me. And God has been grateful. He has been gracious. And in everything, I encourage you tonight, in everything, give God thanks and give him praise. Because in spite of what you've been through, in spite of what it looks like, remember this, it can always be worse. It can always be worse. But in him, I live, I move, and I have my being. And we have to make a conscious decision and a choice, in spite of it all, is to give God praise and to give him glory. God bless you. God bless you, and back to you, Elder Kevin. At the end, Elder Kevin is going to play this song. And I think about it as families get together. Sometimes, you know, we have family members that are always on the believers page. They haven't given their lives to Jesus. Sometimes they carry their lives in a way that they're not necessarily comfortable with, because it's a different lifestyle. They don't know God. But just remember this scripture that tells in the book of Corinthians, I think Paul said, and such were some of you. Such were some of you. So the love of God has to remind us that we're here because of his grace, and we have to live a lifestyle that we might extend that same level of grace and love to our loved ones that don't know the Lord. So who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them? Not talk about them, but who's going to tell them that God is a Savior and he's yet a healer and a deliverer? God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. What a blessing, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw with Bishop tonight on Prayer Time. Thank you so much for the reminder, Doc. Man, we need the Lord each and every day. But most of all, we got to trust the Lord, as Doc reminded us tonight. We must trust God. I don't understand it either, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get it. But God is still with us. He still loves us. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. With that said alone, we have to just trust God in everything. We thank God for everybody listening tonight. We thank God for this powerful prayer from Bishop and powerful wisdom from Dr. Crenshaw tonight, just acknowledging the prayer that Bishop has prayed tonight in Jesus' name. Let us stay strong in the faith in Jesus' name. Hey, we're going to open up the lines tonight, and I want to just remind you, hit star one on your phone, star one, if you'd like to come on. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment, Bishop and Doc will be listening, and we'd love to have you come on tonight. It is optional, of course, but we'd love to hear your wonderful voice tonight. Amen. Hey, let's go to the lines. We always got to go to Brother John. Brother John, God bless you, man. You're on with Bishop and Doc tonight, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, Elder Kevin, it's good to hear your voice again. And I want to thank everybody for being on the prayer line. Thank you for that opening scripture. Thank you, Bishop, for that awesome word. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for always making us look inward.
Yeah.
The things that God is doing for us in our life. And I'd just like a special prayer in this holiday season for everybody who will be staring at that empty chair at the table that's usually filled and with a person that usually, you know, come through the door that won't be coming through the door, and just pray that the family, you know, realize that, you know, God don't make no mistakes, and it'll be all good. Amen.
Amen, Brother John, and we're with you in that prayer as well. Thank you so much, and blessings to you and your family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to either mention your name or your last four digits of your number. So we're going to go to Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you. How are you?
Doing great. I want to thank the Lord, first of all. And Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, that was phenomenal. The prayer.
Yeah,
that is phenomenal. And I'm actually, when I was listening, I just really want to thank God, you know, because when I look back over my life, I got a testimony.
Amen.
And I know all those who've been through and everything, if you know you've gone through and God's going to bring you out, He's always going to be there to bring you out of the storm. So, in essence to what I have to say is, everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, and remember those who are homeless, who have nowhere to go, but they're going to be there getting fed. And that's what God wants us to do, is to remember those who have no family, but He's going to put us all together in His family to love, to hold, and to love hard this Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, I had to get this right in my home. Thanksgiving's every day. I don't have to wait till next year or this coming Thursday. Thanksgiving to the Lord is every day. As soon as we wake up, we thank God for His mercy and grace. Thank God, as Bishop prayed earlier, we just thank God for everything. Your shelter, your food, your transportation, your health. From the bottom of our feet to the top of our head, we're doing great in Jesus. So we thank God for life, as Bishop and Doc can share with us earlier. We just thank Him for life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hey, we're still out the phone line. For those who like to come on, hit star one on your phone, star one. And our next caller is last four digits are 3281. 3281, you're online with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you. Yeah, caller 3281, you're on the air there with us. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, you may be on mute. Caller 3281, you're live on the air right now with Bishop and Doc. God bless you. Amen. And we'll give you a chance to come off mute. Caller 3281, last four digits of your phone number. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. You may be listening. We thank you so much. Your prayer, whatever your prayer is and comment is, we know God hears that. So we thank you so much for joining us tonight. But I do want to make sure we give you enough time to come back on. Caller 3281. I don't want to miss anybody tonight. Caller 3281. Last four digits of your phone number. You're live on the air. Amen. God bless you. All right. Praise God. We thank God for you tonight. And we praise God. He knows everything, as Bishop Adok shared with you. God knows all of our prayer requests, all of our concerns. So we just give it unto the Lord tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. At this time, I want to turn it back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, tonight for being on the prayer line. As we pray for those that may not have food to eat during this time, that God will make a way and open a door. And God will bless those that are immune to illness, those that are on the streets. And Father, we know that you are all-knowing, that there's no secret that you don't know about. There's nothing taking place that you're not aware of. And Father, we pray for direction to you tonight for those people, God. We pray, God, for that you will open doors, touch hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you've already provided a way. God, we thank you, God, as you direct them in that path. And Father, we'll forever give you glory. We pray as you continue to bless families all over this world. Comfort those that lost loved ones, that they remember them. Let them reflect on the good things, good times they had while they were there with them. And Father, we know that you are able to comfort like no other. And Father, we rely on you. And we give you thanks, and all glory go to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless everyone. Everyone have a great and wonderful and Thanksgiving. And think of somebody else and let them know how good God has been to you. And you show your love to them during this time. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen. Yes, Bishop, we remind everybody to call your loved ones. If you can't see them, give them a call. No text. Call them and hear their wonderful voice. And if they let you pray with them, pray with them. Bless them. If you can't make it, no matter where they are, definitely give them a call. Do a live Zoom, whatever it takes, folks. Get that touch. Get that wonderful time of love, as Bishop just shared. So we can always call our loved ones. We can Zoom. There's really no excuse for not getting in touch with loved ones and friends and those that we care for as well, just to let them know that we care about them in Jesus' name. So if you can't see them, make sure you talk to them in some way of the technology. We have enough tech now to be able to see and hear the voices of people that we love, to just thank them for who they are. Sometimes it's people just want to know that they're loved and appreciated. So we thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us today. Tonight, and we praise God for your wonderful life. We want you to continue to enjoy your evening. We want you to have a productive, safe for those who are traveling. Traveling mercies are all across the land. For those moving by air, train, car, a bicycle, whatever you're on, we want to pray for traveling mercies to your destination and back home. And we just thank God for you today. Hey, remember that we're here, Lord willing. We're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network, praying for you. And as Bishop reminds us, we're praying all the time as well, not just on Tuesday. We pray every day for you. We thank God for you, and we thank God for the opportunity to hear tonight. And we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us today, so I want you all to remember them in prayer. We've got to always uplift our leaders in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bishop and Doc mentioned, sent me a wonderful song here by Marvin Winans, Who's Gonna Tell Them? Wow, what a powerful. One of our commandments, guys, is to make disciples of all men, as you know. So somebody's got to tell them. Somebody told me. Somebody told you about the goodness of God, and the Lord called us, and we accepted that in Jesus' name. So who's gonna tell them? It's up to us to tell them. Here's a beautiful song by Brother Winans, Who's Gonna Tell Them? God bless you. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I can never get away from Pastor Delina without singing this song. It was a song that I wrote, probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time. And I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat. And as we were going through the city, we passed a bar. And all of a sudden, a fight broke out. And we kept riding. And one of the persons in the car remarks, "Well, that's a shame. They in there fighting. They ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's going to tell them Jesus loves them? Who's going to tell them there's a better way? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?" I'm going to say it again. Who's going to tell him that Jesus loves him? Who's going to tell him there's a better way? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night today? Somebody's got to warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell
them? Who's gonna tell them?
Say with me, somebody gotta warn them. Somebody gotta tell them. So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loves them. I'm gonna tell them. There's a better way.
Hey, Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. What a beautiful song Doc and Bishop sent. Marvin Winans, Who's Going to Tell Them? Let's change the conversation, folks. When we meet our loved ones and people, let's change that conversation over and really find out how people are doing for the grace and glory of God so he can work through the power of the Holy Spirit to change that life. So we thank God for you tonight, and we praise God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise for Bishop and Doc and you as well. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time. Prayer Time, yeah. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Have a great evening and happy Thanksgiving in the name of the Lord. Bye-bye.